Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. I am excited to be here tonight. It is Thursday night, and usually our Thursday night shows are about mind, body, spirit, connecting them all together, and what kind of life can you have. And my guest and I tonight, she's a good friend. She's been a client. She's an angel coach. She's a lot of different roles there. I think you wear a lot of different hats, Donna, and keep a lot of balls in the air, you know, just dropping them and going up in the air. Super organized and just gets it done. So I'm impressed with what she's done so far with her life, and it's an honor to have her on the show tonight. And you guys listen carefully because she's got a great story. And I know, I know that you're doing some amazing stuff. And in the email I sent out to people, you're living a life of bliss, and that's cool. But it wasn't like that. You started from tragedy. Well, I know that you had a great life, and then tragedy happened, and you didn't wallow in it. You built some amazing stuff there for everybody to take note. And if they want to do the same thing, you're going to give them three secrets that you use to have this kind of life that you got. So. But how'd you start, Donna? This is Donna, and she's a good friend of mine, and she's also an angel coach and a business owner and a lot of different things. So enough about that. Tell us how you started to where you are with all the – she owns not one, but two businesses. So it wasn't like that.
Hi, everybody. I hope all is well. As you know, I started out of tragedy, and, of course, with sessions with you and listening in on the angel spiritual community and – just learning everything that I could. And then I began to practice just about everything that that I learned and heard, we talked about, and that, you know, you taught me. And thinking back, there were about three things that I did specifically that pulled me into the light and have got me on my path in where I am now, and it's constantly evolving and changing and growing. So it can be as small or as big as you desire. It's your journey. It's your dream. And
Donna, I want to back you up a little bit because somebody asked me a question. What was the tragedy that caused you? Because I know you were real shy, and you're Asian. And come from an Asian culture, and you're shy and not, quiet, and now you're this beautiful, vivacious woman, but it wasn't always like that. What tragedy did you have a wake-up call with? I mean, what a wake-up call, too, as well.
Yeah, it was. My husband of 28 years literally just about dropped dead in front of me, unexpected.
Wow.
And we were on our way to breakfast, and the next thing we were in the ambulance, and the next thing he was gone. And, three blood clots took him quickly. Thank God it was quick.
Right.
But I had to be the one to tell them to let him go. And, needless to say, I was in shock for quite some time. So those of you when my book is ready, it's called Day 44, and it will pick up my journey 44 days after his crossing for the first year. So that'll be coming out soon. And
yeah, it's beautiful. The work, I think.
And it is very unlike the old Donna, who would never think of sharing or opening or exposing her thoughts, her grief, her feelings. They're very raw. I feel that if I can help just one person be able to handle a tragedy or something that just really throws them for a loop in life, then it will be, it will be well worth it.
I hear you. That's a beautiful thought there. And I know that the book that she's written, 44 days, is whatever you said, and I'm not doing it justice. is so from the heart. And I talked to you the second day that you know, your husband died the day before, and we were talking the second day. And the woman that I'm talking to now is not the woman who you were broken, and rightly so. You know, I lost the man of your husband. He was your love of your life at that time, and there is life after a tragedy. And you have gotten three secrets using, I know, the power of intention that you put out there, like you're going to have a great life, and you wrote a list down and all those things that you do, and using the law of attraction, which she heard a lot on here, and I know that her children believe in it, and you guys really practice it. And but you've taken it and ran with it. And so what? How did you get it done? You know, I know you listened to us. I know we did sessions. I know that people have heard you when you 3, 6, 9, 12 months. It's going to be 2 years, I think, this May, if I'm not mistaken, rebuilt your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how'd you do it?
Well, one of the first things that I did, and these are things that I did daily or nightly, I was big into lighting candles, different colored candles, you know, symbolizing different things. I have one of the candles that I really like of Crystal Journey, and they have one that's so special, Ascended Masters and Guides. It's blue. Says, may I open my mind to receive wisdom from higher powers. Allow their guidance to lead me to peace and tranquility all the days of my life. And I would light that candle, and I would stand on my crystals, and I would face the east because that's where I'm from. And I would just feel it and call the angels and ascended masters to me to help me. And then once I got beyond the please help me, I would be more specific in terms of what I wanted. I had done the work on myself, and I knew that I was ready and receptive to receiving and having love in my life again. And that was, I think, one of the first things that I really focused on, was bringing a great and joyful and spiritual man into my life. And
oh, wow.
While I was doing that, of course, that's a form of meditation. And as you know, I'm very big into visualization.
Right.
So I would do that together, and I would feel how I wanted to feel and just let myself go with it. And I would work with my crystals. Rose quartz brings, you know, love, allows love into your life, brings love to you, along with amethyst to make sure that it's the right kind of love. I have it beside my bed right now, and I also have it in the love corner of my home, you know, which is the furthest right corner when you enter your door of your home.
So you really got into feng shui too as well with it. That's good. Okay, I got you.
I did, yeah. My house is not totally feng shui, but it is very much so, you know, very much so. And I had that, and I worked with that. I carried smaller ones with me. And I would, like I said, I would meditate, I would visualize. And along with the candles. The third thing I did was I was big into making lists. And I got that from listening in on angel coaches and other people in terms of to really make, to be as detailed as possible. Not just, I want him to love me. How do you want to feel with him? How do you want him to look at you, and how do you want to feel in relation to that? I mean, be as specific as possible. And I would read it every night before I went to bed.
Wow.
And I did those three things. Yeah. And then the universe delivered. And I have a wonderful guy who I couldn't ask for more.
So you have a great guy that you love and loves you back. And by the way, they love each other. It's amazing. There is life and love after you lose someone. And I always think that's cool that you people say, oh, I only have one great love. No, sometimes you can have two. And if you have two, you're lucky. You know what I mean? And,
exactly.
And you have a guardian angel.
Exactly.
Guardian angel
exactly.
with your husband. So mm-hmm. that's good. So you read the list and you said how you want to feel. So give us an example of that. How do you want to feel? Like I like it being with my hair on fire and going at warp speed. Probably not the best for love, which would explain a lot about my own life. Just kidding. But anyway.
But sometimes that's good. But, you know, one of the things I wanted was to know that he loved me and that he was mine. And to look at me as though I'm the most beautiful woman in the world. Now, there's always somebody more beautiful and there's always somebody less beautiful. But it was only important that in his eyes, I'd be the most beautiful woman in his eyes.
Oh, nice. I like that.
You see, and that's what I mean. Yeah. I mean, that specific. I wanted somebody who would love my girls.
Yeah.
Even when they're not lovable. Anybody who has kids comes, they're not always lovable.
Yeah. Try to bring a new person in, right, when you have a daughter, right?
I get you.
I'm hearing that.
These were things, and these were not just wishes just for myself, but it was also, you know, I was a package deal to a certain, you know, extent, even though my girls were grown, you know, they're a very important part of my life. And with everything that I wrote down that I wanted in him, I also had made a list and made sure that what I was asking and requiring that I could give the same in return. Because you see, it has to, you know, it's got to be balanced. You have to be
right.
able to give as well as receive. You have to be able to do both. So then what I did after I got the guy, did you know, because we talked about it, we had some fun with that. Then it was like, okay, there's more. And I believe one of the sessions that we did with the group, remember, in terms of what we wanted, what did we, you know, almost thinking like almost a child outside of the box, and I'm like, I want to get out of corporate America. I want to, you know, own a business. I wasn't even sure what I wanted. I knew more of what I didn't want, but you have to be very careful because when you go to the universe and you ask for something, you cannot ask out of need. You have to ask out of want.
Mm.
And
I agree.
Because otherwise you keep getting the same, the same, because that's what you're putting out there. So you know, and as you know, I started working on my book. I started even getting up the courage to speak on the air more. I said to you, I really wanted to be a light worker, and I worked on that. And then in October, I just walked away from corporate America and trusted that God and the universe would deliver more. And it did, because in less than 2 months later, I'm in negotiations and I purchased a franchise in February.
There you go. She got a great franchise, and it's a restaurant. So anyway, if anybody's in New Jersey that you can put a plug in for your restaurant. What's the name of your restaurant now? Because it's
it's Jake's Layback Burgers in West Windsor, New Jersey.
So I'll be there. She'll sit there and talk to you, tell you some angel stories, and
yes,
I know she
exactly.
said, this is from angels. That's
you know, and if anybody said to me 6 months ago that I would own a franchise, I would say, oh, you're crazy. But I'm learning that you have to be open to possibilities, and if you have to be open and ready to receive. And you have to move.
That is so true. Yeah. You have to move. Explain that. So you can't sit there and twiddle your thumbs, right? That's what you're saying. You got to make it happen.
No. Right. Like I said, I learned of the opportunity in December. I closed on February 4th. Now, I had to do that before Mercury started going retrograde. But in the interim, I learned everything I could. I did my homework. Rich helped me. You know, we did our due diligence to make sure that it was the right opportunity, and it was. And to be honest with you, when I first heard it about it, it felt right. You have
okay.
to trust your feelings. It felt right. And yet, you know, it's Jake's Way Back though, because I had never heard of them. They're all over the country. I never heard of them.
That's funny.
And here I am. And believe it or not, I find that I'm still in a very nurturing way when I'm there and I'm talking to people and I'm making them, you know, exchanging pleasantries and learning my regulars, and it's a great feeling. You know, it's a joyful place.
Yeah, you have to be ready. You really do. If you can't see yourself being in a business owner and the idea sounds great or the dream sounds great, but you don't have any legs on the dream, or if you don't see yourself being with a great guy, you know, and being detailed, then it's not going to happen. I get you.
Exactly.
I get you. So,
exactly. You have to put the work in.
Yeah.
And
let me ask you a question.
Ready.
You're right. You do. So if we're listening in tonight, and I know you're an angel coach, so you know you're doing that with us, and she's going to have a site, and she's going to teach about empowering women, empowering people. And this woman is a spiritual diva and also a spiritual warrior. And you know who gave me that is Katrina. She heard your story the other day and Carrie's story. And you guys are a couple of spiritual warriors here, you know, make things happen. You know what I mean? And we all are spiritual warriors. Some of us are spiritual diva warriors, but we're all warriors. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And making things happen. But let me ask you this. You grew. Okay, so would you say that, would you ask the universe instead of giving me the guy, maybe help me be able to receive the love and the guy? What do I need to do? And how do I need to, and help my belief to change so I can attract that great guy, right? And then write the list out, and this is what I like, maybe?
Right.
You know what
and,
I mean? Because
right.
Of, go ahead.
Right, and
yeah,
I did that before I even asked. I, like, had
okay.
to do the work on myself. You know,
right.
And then when, you know, I felt that, okay, I was there, I was cleansed, I was ready, then I asked the universe and God to help me get the right guy because I felt I was ready. What did I need to do? You know, how did I need to go about it? Keeping my outlook positive. You know, and upbeat. You know, nobody wants a sourpuss for sure. You know, people want people that, if you're looking to attract somebody who's happy and healthy and going places, well, you have to be that way. And I credit him with getting me into the gym because exercise was always a bad word to me. You know, I mean, I was active, but I was not an exercise person. Well, you know, now I have a personal trainer, and I have the muscle aches to prove it. And, you know, it's funny, it's humbling, because I thought I was in pretty good shape, you know, before, and it's like, wow.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, I'm the same way.
Yeah,
I thought
it's
too,
like,
right?
Wow. You know,
this is no fun.
No, but you feel so much better after. And it's that whole, you know, mind, body, and spirit. And what is it we need? We need great love, and we need great ways to have abundance, you know, in our lives, whether it be money, people, you know, friends, community, whatever
cool.
your
I
idea
like that.
Is. Yeah.
Don, I'm going to ask you a question. And this is true because people are like, oh, I'd like to own a business. I'd like to operate a business. And I'd like to meet a great love, okay? And I think this is important, okay? what do you think that are two qualities? And I asked you this the other day because we have a power call with I'm on a power call with these 2 days a week with a bunch of powerful spiritual warrior diva women. They're amazing. But what do you feel makes you a great leader? Because I think to have the kind of life, to have the exquisite life that you have to have exquisite philosophy to create it. What makes you a great leader?
I think my ability for compassion.
Okay.
For the most part, a lot of situations I've lived through and made it through better and stronger. So my ability to be compassionate, my ability to listen and not be judgmental, which is very difficult because we all kind of, oh, I know how to fix that or what, you know, and regardless of what it is, but it's not how you would fix it. It's allowing the person to do it their way. So it's being able to listen and guide without judgment.
Okay. Wow, that's a tough one. Man, especially with the girls. I mean, I have a daughter myself. And how did you do it with your daughter? Because, I mean, you know, she's got a Pisces daughter and I can't remember Lindsay's account. Yeah, Virgo.
No, she's a Virgo. Yeah. Yeah.
Virgo, and then, but your other one, Ashley, is a Pisces, right? She's a little Pisces.
Yeah.
So you got two different personalities there. And how did you do that with your daughters? Because to create and to build and to find new love, what was a lesson that you learned there with those two? Because they're a handful. And my daughter's a handful, too, as well, you know, so. But, you know, what'd you do?
Yeah. Well, actually, when, you know, Rich came on the scene, I had to learn to practice tough love, quite honestly. And I had to stand up for myself and follow my heart and what I needed. And that wasn't necessarily what they saw and what they wanted from me. Because understandably, you know, Ed was their dad. And I don't know whether they thought I was supposed to stay on the sofa for 5 years or however long. It was their time frame was different from mine.
Yeah, well, crocheting. Don't forget the crocheting. We laughed about that, remember? Donna's going to be crocheting.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. You know,
I remember they called me. Your daughter, one of your daughters, called me and said, "I don't want my mom to dress young. I want her to dress." I go, "Okay, I got that grandma gear, easy grandma gear." You know,
so, you know. And the thing is it was so hilarious to me because I never dressed like that. You know, that was never who I was. So it was amazing to me that all of a sudden, and actually, my daughter Lindsay, although she doesn't know it, I credit her giving me the kick in the pants that I needed because she, I'll never forget, she came one day and she said, "I know what will make you happy, Mom." She said, "Just wait, one day you'll have grandbabies and you can take care of your grandbabies." And all of a sudden, the light went off in my head. And don't get me wrong, I will adore them as I did my children. However, I've been there and done that. It was like, I hope one day that I will have that joy, but that is not all that I want waiting for me for the rest of my life. I still want to live my life. I still want to write my story. My time has not come to an end.
There you go. You know? I agree with you on that. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, I told my own daughter, I said, "Listen, you tell me when you're having your baby." And I said, "I'll show up, I bring gifts, and then I'm out." She goes, "I know that about you, Mom." She goes, "You're just not going to." I said, "I'll stay for a little while, but not too long." Okay, anyway, just enough to get them riled up and then leave.
Exactly, and then leave, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. You know.
But you're amazing with that, though. That's a good philosophy there. Thank you. I learned something myself. I was like, yeah, my daughter, she ever says that to me. I was like, are you kidding? No way. But
yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Donna, do you have a? You were getting ready to say something. I'm sorry. What were you going to say or share? Because I have no question. Three things. Go over the three things that you used again. Besides your great love for finding a great love for yourself and what you appreciated about yourself, and then with Rich, what were three things that you used? The three secrets, and then also, have you ever had to practice tough love? This is not my question. Somebody texted this to me. Tough love on your relationship. If you're listening in, this is a good one. So, by the way, facebook.com/angelcoaches. Go like our page, and Donna will put the blog on there about something, or if you have a question.
Is Rich is listening in too.
Maybe you should ask him. Right, there you go. Rich, have you ever had to practice tough love on Donna? Right? That's all good.
Well, I used candles. I lit my candles while I meditated and visualized the life I wanted, who I wanted in my life, what I wanted to do, my direction. I work with crystals, citrine, which is a powerful cleanser, regenerator. It's also stone of happiness, because that's what I wanted to bring into my life. That's what I wanted to be. So, in fact, I think you've had a couple of crystal experts on. I learned a lot from them, and then I picked up a book, and, I ran with that. And then making lists. I cannot tell you, I think I've heard Diane say this as well. Making lists is crucial, because I'm telling you, if you don't make that list and refer to it and read it every day, you will kind of forget, or you'll kind of maybe just backslide. You can meet a lot of nice people. I would come home and I would read my list and say, oh, yeah, he was really nice, but nope, he's not the one because of this, this, and this. Constantly reminding yourself that you want the best for you.
So that's true.
So for me, I would light my candles. I would meditate to, angels, ascended masters, God. I would work with the crystals, and I would make my list. Now, remember, this is three things that I did consistently, along with, as you know, all the book reading, all the listening in on angel coaches, all the sessions, all of those things. Here again, you have to put the time and you have to put the work in.
Yeah, I agree with you on that too as well.
Yeah, 2 years ago, I wanted to die. It was like, why am I still here? I should be dead with him. And now it's like, how many of us get to redefine who we are? After we reach a certain age, So now I've gone from that to being excited about life and excited about, helping the world, people, whoever wants help. I'm excited about things. And that's how it should be. And I'm constantly changing. In fact, Rich told me, he said, the woman he met a year ago is not the same woman that I am today.
Well, you tell Rich that some man with that, he's a lucky guy, should be with two women in the same body. It's all good.
Now, in terms of your question, or whoever asked the question about tough love with Rich, the universe is laughing, because I found out that God does have a wicked sense of humor. In reviewing my list, there was one item I did not have on my list, and it is the one thing that the universe sent me with my guy, Rich. He is messy. Messy. I'm telling you, that was the one thing I did not have on my list. And you know me, Cherie. I'm one of those. I like everything just so.
Yeah.
And he leaves a trail wherever he has been. I kid you not. However, love focuses on the things that matter and ignores the things that aren't important. And at the end of the day, I've learned that that is not so important. And he does try. It's not like he's cavalier about it. He does try. And at the end of the day, that's really all that matters.
That's true. That's right. And at the end of the day, you're going to remember the moment, not how clean he was, right? You know, I get you.
Exactly. You know, that coffee grind to coffee pot.
There you go. Well, you tell Rich he's got our support, and you do too. That's funny. Anyway, how cool is that? I like that too. Yeah,
you know, funny. Now I don't know how he would respond if you asked him about tough love with me. I don't know. You know what he would say, but actually now I'm curious, and I think I'll have to ask him that later.
Yeah, there you go. That should be an interesting conversation. That's another show in itself right there, Donna.
Right, so, there. Yeah, could be.
Yeah, there you go. Listen, my question to you, and this is the last one I want to ask, is you're an angel coach. You're going to be on the site with your own page and doing things, and your book's going to be there, I'm assuming, and your videos and all of the things that you do, and you've helped several women and men already, and I know you're going to continue to do that through your work here, and also on the at your restaurant. But what makes you a great angel coach? I mean, I know, but what do you feel makes you a great angel coach?
I love people. And I see the good in people, and I want to help them lead a joyful life.
That's a great philosophy to have there, young lady. I say young girl. We're all forever 21, right? It's all good.
I was just getting ready to say, of course, I'm a young old soul.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
But that's it. That's really it. In a nutshell, I see so much misery, and it doesn't have to be that way. We weren't put here to be miserable. We weren't here to hurt or to scrape from paycheck to paycheck. We were here to lead joy-filled lives. And
yeah,
if we can sometimes get out of our own way, it's really, you know, I'm not making light of it. If I can do it, anybody can do it.
Well, I know, and I've seen you through your journey. What a journey. You know, I appreciate you being on tonight, and I know people, this is Donna Howard, you guys, and she's going to be on as an angel coach, and she told me, she goes, you got to see my story. And I said, I know. And she goes, look at this, before and after picture. You know what I mean? And what a story. What a journey that you're making. And so you guys will be able to have sessions with her very soon. And, you know, download her book and her videos and her audios, as well as all the coaches you're going to have. I'm excited about that. And I'm going to tell you guys this or share this with you. We will have a show on Sunday. It's a relationship show, how to create a great relationship. And, you know, one day we're going to have Donna and Rich on there sharing about how they have tough love with each other and a lot of other things. They're just a sweet couple. And I just love them. And sweet, sweet, sweet couple. And so we're going to have a great show this weekend. Diane has been in Belize with her new man. They're moving in together. Did I tell you about that? So cool. So they're coming back from Belize. And so we're going to get to hear from Diane about what went on and how she, you know, in creating a relationship. Donna can share too as well. We'll have her on. But everybody wants great love. They want prosperity in their life. And I got to tell you guys, to really have that, you have to have it. An exquisite, blissful life. You got to have an exquisite, blissful philosophy. You really do. And if you don't have that right now and you'd like it, instead of saying, give me the exquisite life and the philosophy and change me, help me open my brain, myself up so I can have that. And that's what Donna says. You know what I mean? That's probably the most important right there. So that's what I encourage everyone to do. I worked with her over, you know, we did sessions together. So if you guys would like to book a session with me, angelcoaches.org, and we'll talk about your angels, and you want to meet Donna, not a problem, we'll introduce you to Donna and, you know, whatever you'd like to do. But angelcoaches.org, or send me an email, facebook.com/angelcoaches, and if you want to know what your angels are saying, how to get an exquisite life, we got some great coaches here. Give me a call, 954-639-401, and we'll go from there. Anyway, we've got some great coaches, and she is one of them, but a great lifestyle, an extraordinary lifestyle, and an extraordinary philosophy to go with it. So how cool is that? Thank you for sharing and being so open. I know that some of that stuff was really difficult to work through, and you did it. So I agree with you. If we can do it, you can do it. Anybody else out there can do it, and you've given them some real things and to look at and to practice. So you guys, if you have any questions or comments, facebook.com/angelcoaches, like our page, and blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches, blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches, and follow our show on there, because Donna will be on again and be teaching and doing classes and all this. So you guys have a great now, and we will talk to you soon. Donna, you were amazing. Thank you for sharing so much.
Thank you so much for having me on.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Good night.